News on WBOB, AM 600 and 101.1 FM.
Good morning, I'm Adam Bortman. A man was arrested in Jacksonville yesterday, charged with murdering another man in Stark last summer. Antonio Butler allegedly shot Franklin Williams to death back in August. Well, right now, businesses in Jacksonville that don't comply with Mayor Lenny Curry's order to have all employees who can work from home do so can be fined and cited by the fire marshal. But if they won't comply after those measures, the mayor would like to see to it that those businesses lose their water, their power, maybe even their roofs. After the mandate went into effect yesterday, he did talk about tearing down buildings under certain circumstances. As for those places which can't have at-home workforces, he says employers need to make certain their people keep at least 6 feet away from each other. Well, beaches in Duval County are closed due to coronavirus, but in St. Johns County, you can still go to the beach, you just can't park there. They closed the lots to try to cut down on large crowds. That's Jacksonville.radio news.
The WBOB studios are sponsored by the St. John's Vein Center, a nationally accredited vein center. Dr. James St. George has more than 20 years' experience as a board-certified specialist. Four locations in Jacksonville. St. John's Vein Center. Financial issues plague us all, especially in these times. Dan Celia helps us navigate these uncertain financial times weekdays from 9 till noon on AM 600 WBOB and FM 101.1. Where are the tie-ups to avoid WBOB traffic?
Bay Meadows Road westbound, right before Southside Boulevard, there's some light traffic. Just add about 2 extra minutes. That's Bay Meadows Road westbound, right before Southside Boulevard. And if you see anything on the roads that'll help your friends stay safe, give us a call. 901-SAFE.
It is partly cloudy with a 1 in 5 chance of rain today, the high 89. This evening, a few clouds and a low of 66. Currently 71 degrees. And here are some of the top stories we're bringing you this morning. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis is being criticized for not moving quickly enough to stop the spread of the coronavirus in Florida. Florida's unemployment claims are increasing. And the state has suspended jury trials and other in-person court proceedings through April 17th.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB. By calling 831-0600, 831-0600, or email ed@wbob.com. AM 600 and 101.1 FM, WBOB.
Hey, good morning. 4 minutes after 8 a.m. Looking forward to hear a lot of you. The tone, the silence of my question about all the trillions of dollars now going to be spent to bail out the economy. Well, do we owe Barack H. Obama an apology? I'm getting the emails coming in. Yeah, you do, Ed. Anyway, 904-831-0600. This is Talk Radio WBOB. Let's continue on with the news. Very fast paced. Ed and Roger, let's get on with it. Here is the president being interviewed by Bill Hemmer from Fox News. I guess it was one of these viral town hall. It was asked about the president. I love the conversation. Getting the economy back to work. When's the date he wants to get it back to work by? They're shooting for Easter.
You said that we would, I'm paraphrasing now, you would like to be back to normal by Easter Sunday.
Yes.
Okay. Is that true? Is that possible? Or is
I
that
think
false?
It's possible. Why isn't it? I mean, we've never closed the country before, and we've had some pretty bad flus, and we've had some pretty bad viruses, and I think it's absolutely possible. Now, people are going to have to practice all of the social distancing and don't shake hands and wash your hands and all of the things that we're doing now, but we have to get our country back to work. Our country wants to be back at work.
And how soon? By Easter. So I guess it's going to go beyond the 2 weeks right there. The president says we got to do it. You can't keep the U.S. shut down.
Country into a massive recession or depression. You're going to have all sorts of things happen. You're going to have instability. You can't just come in and say, let's close up the United States of America, the biggest, the most successful country in the world. But
the Democrats aren't happy with it. They say this is no time to play politics, really. There's no time to try to bring the economy back. We got to make sure that everybody's okay. Former VP Joe Biden.
President Trump said today he would like to reopen the country by Easter. What's your response?
He should stop talking and start to listen to the medical experts. You talk about having an economic crisis. You want an economic crisis? Watch this spike. Watch the number of dead go up. Watch the number of people who, in fact, connect with this virus.
Yep, I don't buy into that. Steve Beaman, who is the CEO of the McGraw Council. They own a lot of companies, a lot of small business funding. He's also an economics and financial radio talk show host. So I want to get to the $6 trillion here in a second. We're trying to get this done by Easter. You know, Biden says that we need to listen to all the doctors. Steve, somebody emailed me, goes, Ed, you were an economics reporter for years. I'm like, yes. Now, Steve has studied economics. I covered it, all right? Steve, he goes, have you ever noticed any of the economists to agree? Steve, do you know what my response was? I said, great point. Steve, how many doctors do you know that all agree? Not a lot. That's the real reason why you always get a second opinion, Steve. Tell me what you think about this. I don't know if it's going to be quick enough.
Ed, I will tell you that for the first time in my life, I'm almost speechless about this. I think the people who are negative about Trump reopening the economy by Easter are almost consciously trying to destroy the greatest economy on earth. I respect the medical community and those who are concerned about this virus. I also understand the needs of the 150 million people who go to work every day and have to provide for their families. You cannot just lock down this economy indefinitely because somebody might get sick. And I'm sorry that's cold-hearted, and people will call me a cold-hearted bastard. But the fact of the matter is, I do put a value on human life, but I also put a value on human livelihood.
Steve Beaman, you cold-hearted. I'm just kidding here. Listen to Bill McGurn. Bill McGurn from the Wall Street Journal says, the real problem is when do we reopen? Listen.
The biggest problem is we're doing this in the midst of the unknown. For example, it may have been reasonable to shut everything down, tell people to shelter in place. But what we don't have, at least I don't see, and I think what's frustrating Americans is, what is the criteria for reopening?
Yeah, you know, I try to ask this of a lot of those that support having all of these shutdowns out there. Larry Kudlow, this is what he said. We're talking $6 trillion overall economic stimulus package.
The total package here comes to roughly $6 trillion, $2 trillion direct assistance, roughly $4 trillion in Federal Reserve lending power.
Steve, $6 trillion? Now, you were telling me, what was this thing called, a monetary? What was this? You gave me a couple of acronyms.
Well, this is known as modern monetary theory, and the thought is you can print as much money as you want because it's our money. It doesn't really matter. It circulates through the economy, and ultimately it doesn't hurt. I will tell you that I've been in economics my whole life, and I have never been a believer in modern monetary theory. I don't understand it. Eventually, if you print this much money, it devalues the dollar. It threatens our position as the world reserve currency. I'm a little bit baffled by it, Ed. It's one and one don't equal two anymore to me.
Yeah, it's almost like it's common core math. Nothing adds up here. Listen to, Steve Beaman on our Newsmaker line. He is the CEO of the McGraw-Council.com. Kudlow says that the payroll tax holiday is still on the table.
The president is still very keen, so am I, on the payroll tax holiday out to the end of the year. That is a subject of discussion. The payroll tax holiday is a very powerful weapon. It allows businesses and workers to keep more of what they earn.
You know, but here's the problem. We're having less of that conversation. We're having more about trying to inject government money into the economy. Steve, here's the question. Can we have it both ways?
My answer is no, and that's why I'm just worried about it. Ed, you've known me for years, and I think you would say that among all things, I'm not a pessimist.
Correct.
I tend to be as optimistic as it gets, but I'm looking at the tsunami coming behind this of unemployment insurance company bankruptcies, Medicare bankruptcies, and again, Illinois being the poster child for this. We cannot have an economy that works off government payment. It has never worked in the world. It won't work here. You have an economy built on productivity, people producing more than they consume. I'm a little bit baffled by this. Now, with all that said, I am optimistic that ultimately this comes to an end, and the small and mid-sized business community will survive, albeit hard. But, you know, we want to be there for them. I credit Florida Governor DeSantis with his loan program. I think we'll be able to keep the small guys alive, and that's going to be the genesis in the next month.
Go ahead, Roger.
Steve, do you think this could end up priming the pump to a larger degree on the telecommuting sector of the economy that, you know, corporate America has kind of been resistant to up until this point?
Oh, there's no question, Roger, about that. I think we're going to see structural change coming out. I think this will be one of those sea changes in how the American economy works. But clearly teleconferencing technology is going to explode after this, and we will see more of a move to work at home. And that's not a bad thing. That's a change in productivity. But I think the American economy will adapt to that, and that's a good thing. That's free markets at their best.
Listen to what former Reagan economist Art Laffer, he says, the government creates these recessions and depressions, and now they want to bail us out.
In 2008, 2009, the reason we had the Great Recession was because what government did, not because of the precipitous event that caused the first decline. It was the longest, deepest recession we've had, except for the Great Depression, which was also caused by huge increases in taxes and government intervention in the marketplace. It's not a time for a group of people in Washington to get together and throw out ideas and then get a panic going in the room.
Steve, let's go back. I want to talk because we're getting emails from businesses like, hey, listen, small business loans are going to take forever. Unemployment compensation is going to take forever. I want to remind people that during the major hub of the Great Recession, when all these bailouts, banks were closing, that you still had, for example, credit unions loaning out money to their members. You still got banks doing business, but they're not doing as well as what some things. The governor's been heavily promoting what is called bridge funding, bridge loans. For example, you guys at the McGraw Council for Small Business Funding, tell me where you guys come in with this in the state of Florida.
Yeah, one of our companies underlying McGraw is called McGraw Capital Partners, and you can visit that at McGrawCapital.com. And what it does is it provides very short-term fundings to companies, and it helps them bridge that gap between a problem and a solution. We think this is the ultimate problem and a solution, and so we're stepping up to the extent we can continue to get capital on our books and supporting the small and mid-sized businesses with that capital to provide until more of these government programs come in and indeed this whole thing turns around. So we're happy to help. You know me, Ed. Hell, I live and die for the small business man. I think they're the backbone of America. And right now they need all the help they can get because government has once again caused them grief.
Yeah, let me play for you a clip. Here is the CEO of Mitchell Restaurants, Cameron Mitchell. He says, you know, we're trying to help out our employees, but it's going to take a lot of money for us to reopen. Listen to this.
To help them put some food on the table. And we're going to start working on our reopen plan. The problem is we just don't know how far and how deep this is going to get and so what it's really going to take. But each restaurant to reopen from a standstill of 30 or 60 or 90 days is going to take tens and tens of thousands of dollars.
And by the way, I got about 30 seconds. Steve, what you're saying is with what you, and again, the governor's really promoting this of the bridge loans. You guys can do it in a matter of days. What's going to take the government literally weeks to help the small business guy out and gal?
We do, and our industry does. And so the fintech industry will step up because to that guy's point, you can't just shut this stuff down and then restart it. It costs money to restart it. And so, yeah we're going to be there to help the fintech industry. We'll be in, Ed, with people like you helping these guys know where to go. I think we'll come through it.
Steve Beaman, McGrawCouncil.com, McGrawCouncil.com. He is the CEO. Good to have you on today.
Always a pleasure. God bless.
All right. Ed Dean, Roger Henderson, 904-831-0600. 904-831-0600. A lot of emails coming in. Can I read a couple before we go to break?
Yeah, let's do that.
Here's emails. Here's one from Samantha. Ed, the deftone silence. I guess you had to get all that. Of all of your right-wing listeners.
Crickets.
Yeah, well, she didn't say crickets, but you're right. Actually, one email did say that. She goes, to all of your conservative listeners, I know they're listening, Ed. Why aren't they calling up defending the president's huge stimulus plan? Uh-oh. I guess they can't admit that they owe Barack Obama an apology. These are the emails I'm getting in, Ed at WBOB.com. Here's one from Chelsea. Ed, we haven't been spending enough money on education, but yet we're going to bail out big corporations through other tax cuts and this stimulus money out there. Guess what? The difference was between Obama's stimulus and Trump, that Obama's stimulus was targeted to the Main Street gal and guy out there trying to bring America back from the Great Depression you Republicans brought us in.
Right.
Wow, man, these guys are heavy this morning. Here's one from Giles. Ed, all I hear is crickets. Where are all these conservatives out there? I supported. I didn't vote for McCain, but I did support Obama and I did support the Bush bailouts. And yet, I don't have a problem with the bailouts with Obama, and I don't have a problem with the bailouts with Trump. Ed, The difference is I'm a real American. As a Democrat, I can admit my faults. As much as I don't like Trump, I do support his measures. Here's another one. This one is from Tyler. Ed, I'm not a big fan of all of these bailouts, but the president says we're looking at bailout the airline industry. Didn't Bush do that? The president says we may be bailing out the car industry. Ed, how can some of the Trump people be against that? Obama did it. Oh, I'm sorry, Ed. Partisan politics. I'm getting all these emails, man. What are y'all hanging out, by the way, this morning? Are you guys breaking that 10 people? Where's all the social distance? Are y'all hanging out together at a computer shop? I mean, a coffee shop emailing me? Here's another one. Here's one from Larry. Ed and Roger, enjoy the show. Ed, I always disagree with you on this one, but I do like the premise of your question. I know you're playing jest with people, but let's be honest. It is tone deaf. It is silence. Ed, I've heard more people louder at a funeral than I hear on your morning show right now defending the president on his stimulus. Ed, you asked the right question. I know you're in jest again, Ed, but I think there is some sort of truth as the devil's advocate that you are correct. Conservatives owe George W. Bush an apology for the bailouts of the big Wall Street banks. And Ed, by all means, all of the Trump supporters and all of you right-wing Republicans, right now, you all need to be getting on social media confessing to a psychiatrist.
Confess your faults.
Confess your faults. That you owe President Obama an apology for helping us get out of the worst economy since that of the Great Depression. Ed, I will continue to listen, but guess what? I don't think some of your callers are listening. Well, okay, I'm just telling you what the readers are. They're calling all of you Trump supporters out, saying that you owe Barack H. Obama an apology. I'm just telling you what's being emailed, folks. You know me. I don't support the stimulus. I didn't support the Obama stimulus. And I sure as heck wasn't a fan of the Bush stimulus. But they're calling you. I'm telling you what the liberals are calling you out there. Calling you out. 904. I'd love to hear your views on this. 904-831-0600. Talk Radio WBOB.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid WBOB traffic?
I-10 eastbound between 295 and 95. There's some light traffic. Just add about 3 extra minutes. It's not nearly as bad as it usually is. And if you see anything on the roads that'll help your friends stay safe, give us a call. 901-SAFE, 901-7233.
Cloudier in the morning, a few clouds by afternoon, and a high of 89 this evening. Partly cloudy with a low of 66. Right now it's 71 degrees.
Family. What a diverse word. That one word incorporates so many different passions and personalities. One member may love to play basketball while the other feels happiest in the water. Well, whether the passion is weightlifting or cooking classes, the YMCA has you covered. No matter your personality type, the YMCA has something to make you feel at home. They really do have something for everyone in the family. For more info, visit FirstCoastYMCA.org. That's FirstCoastYMCA.org.
Bogus Shoes, the answer for hurting feet. Since March is National Get Outdoors Month, why not start off spring on the right foot with a new pair of walking or running shoes from Bogus Shoes on Park Street here in Jacksonville? To make room for Bogus' new spring arrivals, they are clearing out their previous season shoes at discounted prices, which includes brands like Dansko, Naok, Vionic, and Earth Shoes. Plus, you can also save 25% off your entire purchase by simply mentioning this radio ad. Some restrictions apply. For over 60 years, Bogus Shoes has been providing orthopedic and diabetic shoes for thousands of customers in Northeast Florida. And with 4 board-certified podiatrists on staff, Bogus professionals can provide relief for most any type of foot problems. The Bogus family would also like to congratulate Dennis Mansell on his recent retirement after logging almost 22 years of service with Bogus Shoes. Stop by 1014 Park Street in Five Points and experience the Bogus Shoes difference. Bogus Shoes, the answer for hurting feet.
I can give you a brand new kitchen in days, not weeks, not months. Hi, I'm Jeff Martin from Martin Appliance and Greystone Kitchens with my secret formula for your new kitchen. Quick and easy and economical. 90% of new cabinets today are painted. Modern colors, crisp and clean. 90% of new countertops are granite or quartz. Impeccably stylish, incredibly functional. Our secret? We swap your counters and refinish your cabinets to the color of your choice at a fraction of the cost. None of the hassle. and done in days. Call Greystone Kitchens at 213-9100 for your secret solution. Come see us on Phillips Highway across from Regal Cinema. That's Greystone Kitchens and Martin Appliance. New kitchen, new appliances. And if you want new cabinets, I can do that too. I'm a licensed contractor, for crying out loud. Florida State License, CGC 152-6479.
What you see is what you get. Martin Appliance Family.
All right, a lot of people want to weigh in. Let's take some calls, 904-831-0600. Let's start off with Daniel. Hey, Daniel, good morning.
Good morning, Ed. Fake news, Dean. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. What's going on?
Okay, so there's a huge difference between the stimulus that Barack Hussein O did and then what we're dealing with now. Barack Hussein O's stimulus was essentially based off of tons of years of bad government policy tanking the economy. Yeah, let's keep giving loans to people who can't afford it, and we're going to force banks to do it through the government. That's why we had to do a stimulus for shovel-ready jobs that, and I quote Barack, who's saying, oh, I guess there wasn't as many shovel-ready jobs as we thought. But this stimulus is based off of a act of God. Nobody could expect this to happen. So, and these people are like, oh, I don't have a problem with bailouts. I don't have a problem with the bailout either, because I want people to have jobs to go back to once this is all said and done in a few weeks.
Hold on. I'm still waiting to see the difference between the two stimulus packages. Besides the middle initial of Hussein, I'm still waiting for you to point it out.
The thing is, Ed, is that the two stimuluses, you're comparing apples to squash.
How?
It's not even the same.
How?
One is done due to an act of God, and one is due to malfeasance of
government. The government is shutting down industries in the state of Florida throughout the rest. The government's creating this. How is this an act of God? It's the act of government.
No, the virus is creating this. The government is telling people to stay.
Who shut down the restaurants?
Not go to work.
Who shut down the restaurants and the bars? Who's shutting them down?
No. See, the government is not. They're telling them you got to close at a certain time.
The Ron DeSantis. Hold on. I just want a simple conversation here, folks. I don't support the bailouts. I don't support the stimulus. One's an act of God, really. The government. Listen. I'm a fan of Ron DeSantis. I just don't see why we're shutting down these things. The president is encouraging a lot of these self-quarantine. I don't think some of these companies should get a bailout. I just want a simple conversation. You can disagree with me. That's fine. I got no problem. Just come with some clarity here, folks, for crying out loud. That's all I'm saying. All right? The government is creating this problem. And by the way, he is correct. The government did create the other problems for the other recessions. I agree with you on that. Let's go to Chad. Hey, Chad, good morning.
Here's the difference between the two. I have a couple of points that we'll make. First one is they only bailed out Wall Street. They didn't bail out Main Street under the first one. We got $400. That's a token. Here you go. You know. Here's $400. That didn't bail out middle class. This is keeping people, you know, from being able to pay their bills, pay their electric bill, pay their mortgages. Even though they're deferred, I get that, but they're getting money to be able to do that, for the middle class to stimulate the economy, not the upper end. The second thing that's happening, you know, that we're getting under this bill is we're going to get manufacturing jobs that Obama said would never come back. They're already coming back. Ford and Tesla and GM making ventilators, Eddie Bauer making masks, what's going to happen. Even Forbes magazine said that they foresee with everything that Trump wants to do that manufacturing is going to come back and we're not going to be dependent on China. That comes straight from Forbes.
Now, I agree with you on that. But that's the marketplace creating. That means we're going to create more here. But the question is manufacturing companies need a sweaty wad of money in order to what's called research and development? 904-831-0600, Talk Radio, WBOB.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid WBOB traffic?
There's really not a lot of traffic that's going on. Let me tell you something good that is happening. A customer at El Jefe Jack's, a local Tex-Mex restaurant, left a $100 tip when his bill was only $60. The restaurant's Facebook page is the one who shared this act of kindness. If you see anything on the roads or hear any good news that's happening, give us a call. 901-SAFE.
Cloudier in the morning, a few clouds by afternoon, and a high of 89 this evening. Partly cloudy with a low of 66. Right now, it's 71 degrees.
To avoid the airlines, fly private on your next trip. Boomerang Air Charter has a cost per seat similar to business class and gives you your own private aircraft. Direct, nonstop service to more than 5,500 airports across the country. Avoid crowded airport terminals. Eliminate high-touch screenings at TSA checkpoints. Learn more about Boomerang Air Charter at flyboomerang.com. Fly Boomerang, out and back fast.
Hi, this is Roger, and I want to take just a minute to brag about our home here at the Salem Center Office Building. It's a completely modern and recently redecorated office complex, conveniently located near many of the area's popular destinations. We're right off J. Turner Butler Boulevard, Phillips Highway, and Interstate 95, and we're looking for a few friends who would like to lease office space. Rates are reasonable, and in fact, they're much less than what you'd expect to pay for high-quality office space. So whether you're looking for a single office, multiple offices, or a whole suite, we can help you. The Salem Center offers shared conference room space and other office amenities. Just call our leasing manager at 861-0440, 861-0440. Don't wait. These great offices won't last long. Call 861-0440.
Hi, folks. This is Martin Parlato of Lighthouse Retirement. We've been together now for more than 10 years on the radio, and I know this has you guys scared to death, but don't panic. Here's the plan. From now until the virus is cured, we're going to create daily podcasts that you can subscribe to for free by going to lighthouseretirement.com and clicking the radio show tab. Then just go to lighthouseretirement.com, complete the contact request form. I'll send you an invitation to register for our amazing Gemini private client portal as a guest. And for a limited time, you can receive my daily client updates and access to our private client and public service webinars. Because I know your advisor didn't call you today. And when this is over, you can consider becoming our next great client. Let's all pray for our president, and let's try and protect what we've worked so hard to build. Let's do this together.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB by calling 831-0600, 831-0600, or email ed@wbob.com. AM 600 and 101.1 FM. WBOB.
What did I do? Did I scare everybody off the lines? What's going on? I mean, I know I got a lot of points to make.
They were running late for work.
Wait. How can y'all be running late for work if you're self-quarantined at work? Right. Anyway, that's a good one, Raj. 904. Come on, folks. We're having a good time. It's a great discussion. 904-831-0600. 904-831-0600. It's kind of like some of the other people are like, hey, this just shows that if it's Trump, it's okay. But if it's a Democrat, it's not okay. That's some of the emails I'm reading as well. More, I love hearing from you the difference between these stimulus packages out there. 904-831-0600. Talk Radio WBOB.
Talk Radio AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. The word came early this morning from Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell. A bipartisan agreement on a $2 trillion coronavirus relief package. A bill aimed at helping businesses, both large and small, along with American families and individuals impacted by the coronavirus outbreak. There's also help for the beleaguered healthcare sector in the way of more equipment and aid for healthcare workers who are battling the virus on the front lines. That bill must still win Senate and House approval before it would go to President Trump's desk for his signature. And Treasury Secretary Mnuchin indicating the president likes the bill and is ready to sign it once it does reach his desk. On Wall Street right now, stock futures are mixed. The Dow futures up 33 points. S&P futures down 16 points. More details at srnnews.com.
AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB News.
Good morning, I'm Adam Boardman. Between Monday and yesterday, upwards of 40,000 unemployment claims were filed in Florida. More than 200,000 Floridians filed for unemployment last week. Jury trials in Florida have been suspended for the next 3 weeks due to the coronavirus outbreak, so if you were scheduled for jury duty between now and then, you've got that much less to worry about. More than 1,400 people statewide have now tested positive for COVID-19. There have been 50 cases in Duval County, including 3 deaths. Clay County has had 10 cases, including 2 deaths, and 24 cases, including 1 death, are from St. Johns County. At businesses for which working remotely is not possible, Jacksonville Mayor Lenny Curry says employers have to keep their people at least 6 feet away from each other. At businesses where it is possible, it's now required. And the mayor says that those who violate that order could have their power and water cut off, maybe even the buildings themselves torn down. That's Jacksonville.radio news.
To bypass the CNNs and the MSNBCs, to bypass the New York Times and the Washington Post, ABC and NBC and CBS. There's some fellow conservatives out there who are very troubled by this. They haven't even acknowledged what just took place. It's okay. They'll learn to understand. It's not about personality. It's about liberty. That's our watchword, liberty. And I'm very excited about this.
Mark Levin on Talk Radio, AM 600 and 101.1 FM, WBOB. Where are the tie-ups to avoid WBOB traffic?
There's really not a lot of traffic that's going on. Let me tell you something good that is happening. A customer at El Jefe Jack's, a local Tex-Mex restaurant, left a $100 tip when his bill was only $60. The restaurant's Facebook page is the one who shared this act of kindness. If you see anything on the roads or hear any good news that's happening, give us a call. 901-SAFE.
Cloudy today with a chance of rain, the high 89. This evening, a few clouds and a low of 66. Right now, 72 degrees. And here are some of the top stories we're bringing you this morning. The state has suspended jury trials and other in-person court proceedings through April 17th. A new poll finds most Americans are not happy with lawmakers and their response to providing coronavirus economic relief. And President Trump says he wants to get America back to work by Easter Sunday.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB by calling 831-0600, 831-0600, or email ed@wbob.com. AM 600 and 101.1 FM, WBOB.
The total package here comes to roughly $6 trillion, $2 trillion direct assistance, roughly $4 trillion in Federal Reserve lending power. Again,
it's all over Facebook this morning going, oh, what the flip is going on? Hi, everybody. 834, Ed Dean, Roger Henderson. I'm having some fun, folks. Come on. Some of you can tell some of this is in jest. But I have to ask the question, if you support a big stimulus, bailout, loan guarantees, okay. If the government's going to do it, it's got to be done as a loan guarantee. If we're going to go down this road. Do you, any of you, I mean, we knew Democrats listen to the show, trust me.
Does the government go after people who default on the loans, though? Or is it like
free? They better. Well, when it came to Obama, they didn't.
Or is it free money if you default?
Well, I don't know. It's a good question to ask Obama. By the way, folks, this is the reason why you do know in the Bush bailouts that the government got its money back. Did you guys know that? They got their money back from loans they didn't need to be given out. Tell me one, some of you should guess this. 904-831-0600. Name the one bailout that the taxpayer, didn't get its money back. Can you tell me which one that is? And Trump's talking about, all right, anyway, helping them out again. 904-831-0600. Real quick before I start off with Randy and Doc. Chad, who called up a few moments ago, made some very valid points. Ed, there is some differences between the Obama stimulus and what's being proposed by the Trump crowd. And I think there's some good things that the Trump idea is looking at, tax cuts and everything else, is that Trump is giving out direct stimulus dollar checks. That's something Obama never did.
Mm-hmm.
But Obama gave you a tax cut. So I think that destroys the Democrats' argument that tax cuts don't work. I'm just saying Obama did it. But the other thing was that, is it not fair to say that the economy came back around slowly as it did, but we didn't give everybody a check? So now you're making Obama look right. Listen, Chad, I think Chad makes some good points. I'm having some fun here this morning.
If you get a check, are you going to give it back?
I'm going to donate it.
Okay.
I'll donate mine. I don't even know what's mine. I'm a child. So I'm, what do I get, $500?
You may not get it. If you make more than $75,000, you don't get it.
Well,
never mind.
Roger, you're sure as heck not getting one, man.
The whole WBOB audience is not going to get it because everybody's so paid.
Everybody's a baller around here, all right? Yeah. Anyways, by the way, somebody wanted to know, hey, Ed and Roger, are you, you'll catch, Roger won't catch this. Somebody asked me, hey, Ed and Roger, are you guys all stocked up? I said, Roger's all booed up. Anyway, that means you have your good, you have your mate with you. Roger's married, you know, yes. You just take it. So that's a good thing. 904-831-0600. What is that? Come on, folks. A lot of the Democrats trying to call me out today. Some of you Republicans, you know, as well. Democrats, they're all going, look at the, well, I don't know if they can't say this anymore. It's tone deaf. Look at all the Trump supporters. They owe Obama an apology because they said that the Obama recession, and which there was not, he inherited, but he didn't get us out that quick as he should have been. But yet they're all sitting back going that when it comes to the Obama stimulus, that all of you right-wingers owe him an apology because Trump has blown it up even more. Do you agree? By the way, Art Laffer, former Reagan economist, said this.
In 2008, 2009, the reason we had the Great Recession was because what government did, not because of the precipitous event that caused the first decline. It was the longest, deepest recession we've had, except for the Great Depression, which was also caused by huge increases in taxes and government intervention in the marketplace. It's not a time for a group of people in Washington to get together and throw out ideas.
And what I'm telling you is that with all of these shutdowns that the government has created, this is a government recession, folks. It's not an act of God. I don't think God, I don't know, maybe he did. I don't know. Did he will a recession to change people's hearts and minds and behaviors? I don't buy into that. Could be. Then how do you defend the other recessions then? Was that part of God as well? I mean, we keep inserting God. This was, I understand. I think the last caller wasn't saying Daniel wasn't, it was an act of God. I don't know about that. I think it's Mother Nature. That's how I would use it. Coming to somebody who's a Christian, I don't blame everything on God. I know some of you, when you shank your golf swing, you always want him and his son always want to. But anyway, you get what I'm saying. 904-831-0600. Let's go to Randy. Hey, Randy, good morning. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good.
I'm thinking the politicians say, we're going to throw the kitchen sink at the at this thing. And then the other politician, no, we've got to throw the whole subdivision at it.
Right?
And I thought that the $1 trillion we were spending, I said, it's going to go up to five. I just know it.
Oh, wow.
And then when... Then when Nancy Pelosi came in, I just bet she's getting everything she wants, and they're trying to hide it. I just bet.
Randy, you are a Nostradamus. Randy, Larry Kudlow, who I like, by the way, said the other day there's going to have to be some trade-offs. They're going to cave in on some stuff.
Oh, they did already. I would be okay with it if it was loans, and we're going to get that money back. But they're throwing it away, and it's even worse than Obama. I'm mad. I'm just so furious at Larry Kudlow and Mnuchin and the other guy. Oh, those three. I always thought those three were dirty dogs anyway when they first hired them. I'm just steaming.
All right,
and
man.
We're going to go into a depression because of this.
I listen. We're not going to go into depression because of the stimulus. We're going into. And by the way, Randy. You know who bugs me? Ooh. He's that other guy. I don't know who his name is, but just that other guy bugs me.
But he's a dirty dog.
Randy, I love your call. You made my morning. Of course, all the callers make my morning, even the ones that differ with me. But it was a good call. The government creates the recession, and then the government has to bail it out. Let's go to Art on line three. Hey, Art, good morning.
Hey, morning. So a few things. So when you said on the default that the taxpayer never gets their money back, we never get our money back. That's a dumb statement to say. So they default on loans and the taxpayer don't get their money back. We never get our money back. But that's all I wanted to say.
Hey, Art, hold on. Art, wait. You just opened up a door that might make a very... Follow me. I know I'm spinning this, Roger, but Art may have a point. Hey, Art, why shouldn't we get a sweaty wad of money from the federal government? If you, to your point, I'm the government got its money back. You're right. The taxpayers are supposed to be the government. You make a valid point. I sit corrected. Art, why shouldn't we get a sweaty wad of bailout? We've been spending all this amount of money to support the government. Maybe this would be part of some of us getting our money back. How about that?
Listen, this is so simple. This is they're taking and making it trigonometry. This is simple math. You give us our FICA, retroactive, give us $2,400 every month until this is over. Small businesses and no bailouts for the people that have reserves like Delta and Boeing and all these other people. That's what this is for. Everything on top of this, we're doing a deal with the devil, which is Pelosi. I'm becoming a never-Trumper if he signs this bill. I will not vote because I don't want to hurt, but what's the difference? Because in my mind, every time Pelosi steps in, Who is the real president of the United States? Is it Trump or is it Pelosi? Because Pelosi's been driving the bus for 3 years now. And this is what's upsetting a lot of people out here. My family, all my friends, and I have a lot, have the same thing. If Trump signs this bill, he gives the excuse that his back is up against the wall. That's bull crap because he started this to begin with. He didn't. So it's just not right. You're going to give me $1,000 out of my savings and hand it to me and say, go spend it, buddy.
Or if you were going to do it, hey, Art, man, he's passionate. But how many would you agree with Art? If Trump does this, you all become never Trumpers. I think I see why you're angry. Trust me, I get it. But then again, the other question is, why would you send money to the people that don't pay taxes? But they pay a FICA tax. If you're working, you pay a FICA tax. I would totally eliminate it, give it a payroll holiday. I'm telling you, that would help out a lot of businesses out there. But then again, what's the point of spending the money if everything's shut down? You know? 904-831-0600. He said something that, by the way, okay, let me rephrase the question. He called me out. He's correct. I admit when I'm wrong. And tell me a bailout where the government did not get its money back. Which bailout was that? Let's go to Doc. What's up, Doc?
Hey, guys. Man, you guys have a great conversation going on.
Thank you, bro.
Thanks.
I think one of the differences with both stimulus, when people hear the word stimulus, they automatically go to Obama. But one thing I noticed that Trump is doing is the local builders, you know, like housing, restaurants, and payroll taxes. Those are the kind of things that I'm noticing that Trump's versus Obama, because to do it for electrical cars and the bankers and all that, and as soon as they got their money, a lot of those companies retired with the money. But again, local people, it's helping local people. And I'm not going to say that I'm going to jump off the Trump bandwagon. Man, I tell you, in a time like this, we need what Trump is doing. But thank you, guys.
All right, man. There is a difference.
If you've got a problem with people getting checks, of $2,400 per family or whatever amount's going to be, why aren't you complaining about foreign aid? At least we're American citizens, for crying
out
loud.
That's right.
We've been paying into it. That's the money that we've been paying that they're giving back.
Some of you have been emailing me this morning. Hey, Roger, instead of them writing regulations, they need to write checks. So anyways, 904-831-0600. Come on, folks. You all know what the answer is. Give me the one bailout where the government did not make its money back. Some of you should know this. It's very easy. 904-831-0600. Let's go to Dan. Dan, good morning. How are you doing this? Dan, are you in lockdown? Are you out working or what?
No. Well, see, I'm a teacher, and teachers now can't even work from the school. We have to work at home. I'm having to learn all this online classes stuff, which is tough for me because I'm an old guy.
Yeah, but you're making your money, aren't you? Or do you have to take a cut?
Well, I'm still getting paid, but it's... You know, it's tough because we have to do all this online stuff, and I'm not aware how to – I'm learning it, but I have to, email to get advice. But you know what's bugging me so much is I can't take a walk on the beach. And
yes.
See, the way I look at it, everybody's all stressed out because we got job worries and money worries, although I'm still getting paid, but a lot of people aren't. We can't go to a restaurant. We can't go to a movie. We can't go to sports events. So the beaches is a good place to go to relax. And if we just, practice social distancing and didn't hug and kiss everybody on the beach, why can't we walk on the darn beach? That's annoying the hell out of me.
I agree. Man, listen, I'll just say this. I went out for a bike ride yesterday. I went bike riding down E-Town. Looking for places to go illegally turkey hunt since they're closing down all the parks. So anyway, went down to E-Town yesterday. There's people walking and stuff like that, but they need to open up some of this. Okay, hey Dan, good to talk to you. Let's go to Mike. Hey Mike, thank you for calling.
Yes, sir. I just want to comment. I don't think the government should have gotten involved with it, and I mean all levels, federal, state, and local. And, it's people that have been laid off now. They're not going to be getting their paychecks every 1 or 2 weeks. And, we can argue that your job is what sustains your life.
Right.
And if we go into, if we go into a really big depression, people could go hungry, I guess is my point. If government was, if government would have stayed out of this, I think this whole thing was just kind of, it was kind of a cycle through, if you will. Like the flu does every year.
You know, Mike, I don't know the numbers, but you're right. People get depressed. Their health goes south when they have to worry about bills, health care, how they're going to pay for this. I mean, 8 million people losing their jobs and unfortunate deaths that are taking place. We've had 2021 deaths in Florida, and we need to shut down the entire economic system?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I mean, one death is, you know, we all know one death is too many.
Right.
Yeah, but, you know, shutting down the whole economy is just crazy.
Yeah. Mike, I'm glad you called. Mike, I'd be kind of curious if somebody can find, how many people die of suicide each year? Just kind of curious on that. I don't know. Let's go to Ryan. Hey, Ryan, make some sense of all this, would you?
All right. 1929, we didn't get our money back because we started infrastructure projects that everyone benefited from to get people back to work. 1953, our economy still wasn't the greatest because we were bailing out Germany and Japan still. We went to interstate projects, which created jobs as well. That wasn't a recession, but it was still money we didn't get back that we just poured and poured and poured. The difference between these from, you know, 1999, 2007 bailouts, and this one is we're helping the people like we did in 29 and 53. We're not helping the ultra-ultra-wealthy. The ultra-ultra-wealthy are having to earn their money from the little people and get them to come off their money.
A student of history. I like this.
No, I'm a student of economy. I mean, you're going to repeat the same problems if you don't know what your history is.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, we did create the depression got worse because of government policies. 29, yeah, go ahead.
I need to make one more point.
Yeah.
Okay, we're going to have another problem with the banks because of the style of lending they've done. They shifted from bad mortgages to bad business loans. This is why Trump's helping out. They went from asset lending to market lending. And what the difference? Do you know what the difference between that is?
Yes. Some based on future values, they're over leveraging themselves.
They were doing it on their stocks. They were giving loans on the base value of their stocks, not the value of their assets, because stocks go up and down, so their value goes up and down.
Correct.
You know, with the markets. But if you do asset lending, it's strictly on what they hold. And if you know, if the company goes belly up, they can liquefy it and the bank can get their money back.
Yeah.
We've stopped that style of lending. You want to know why it's important to bail these businesses out? Because the banks will go bankrupt if they don't.
Interesting. Ryan, I am so glad you called, man. I enjoy listening to you. Yeah, what he's saying is for example, a company will loan you money. I'm not saying it's right or wrong. It just depends on the lender. They will loan you money. If the economy's doing well, you're making so many thousands each month, saying, hey, listen, this based on what we have, we think we're going to go higher. So sometimes they'll lend it on you instead of the assets you have. I agree with the assets. Sometimes if the company plans to expand, for example, let's say a company says, I got to open up 10 more. I plan to open up 10 more. Mm-hmm. Then they do have a little bit of value based on future, I guess what's the word I'm looking at? Future goals, future prospects.
Projections.
Yes, future projections. So I get that, but he has an interesting point. You lend it on asset. By the way, if the government were to sell a lot of their assets, they could definitely afford to pay for all of this. Think about that. And he's right. A lot of banks haven't learned their lessons. 904-831-0600. Talk radio WBOB.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid WBOB traffic?
We're still dealing with slow traffic at Arlington Expressway, westbound right before the Matthews Bridge. Just add about 3 extra minutes. That's Arlington Expressway, westbound right before the Matthews Bridge. And if you see anything, give us a call. 901-SAFE, 901-7233.
Cloudy today with a chance of rain, the high 89. This evening, a few clouds and a low of 66. Right now, 72 degrees.
Here's Dan Celia with today's Stewardship Moment.
You know, there's great advice in Scripture for us, for our daily lives. Listen to some advice from Peter in 1 Peter 1:15. But as he who has called you is holy, you also be holy in your conduct. Of course, holy means to be set apart, to be different from the world. Our stewardship ought to be a reflection of our conduct, and our conduct is a result of a life being set apart, different from the world. Is your stewardship set apart? Is it different from the world?
You've just heard a Stewardship Moment with Dan Celia of Financial Issues Ministry, helping you plan, give, and invest wisely. For more information, log on to financialissues.org. That's financialissues.org.
Planning a trip but want to avoid the airlines? Fly private on your next trip. Boomerang Air Charter has a cost per seat similar to business class and gives you your own private aircraft. Direct, nonstop service to more than 5,500 airports across the country. Avoid crowded airport terminals. Eliminate high-touch screenings at TSA checkpoints. Learn more about Boomerang Air Charter at flyboomerang.com. Fly Boomerang, out and back fast.
I'm Clayton Bromberg, the president of Underwoods. One of the biggest changes we've seen in fine jewelry over the last 25 years has been the growth of jewelry designers. At Underwoods, we're the leader, bringing to North Florida the best names in designer jewelry. In fact, we carry designer lines in a similar way to how clothing stores carry designer labels. The difference is that jewelry designers have to be a little more timeless in their presentations because nobody wants to buy a fine piece of jewelry only to find out the next year it's gone out of style. That's why you'll find at Underwoods the best of the jewelry designer names, those that are tried and true and popular. Names like David Yerman, Roberto Coyne, John Hardy, Marco Bichigo, Jude Francis, Lagos, Ippolita, and a lot more are all available right now at Underwoods.
So if you want the best looks in designer jewelry, stop by Underwoods in San Marco, Avondale, or the shops of Ponte Vedra.
We here at J. David Tax Law wanted to let our community know that we are here to help individuals and businesses with tax debt issues during the coronavirus event. The United States government has issued a $1 trillion economic stimulus package. The IRS has been tasked with collecting an unprecedented amount of tax debt to fund this historic initiative. If you owe a tax debt, there are new programs available that can help reduce or eliminate your IRS or sales tax burden. These programs expire on July 15th, 2020. So if you have federal or sales tax debt, payroll taxes, bank levies, wage garnishments, tax liens, or unfiled returns, we are here for you and your family. Call J. David Tax Law now for a no-cost consultation at 904-507-4777. That's 904-507-4777. Or go to jdavidtaxlaw.com. Greater peace of mind is only a click or a phone call away.
All right, let's continue on with the show, man. A lot of things going out. Florida jury trials. The Florida government says Florida jury trials to remain suspended. So, Roger, you and I have to go in front of the judge because we decided not to stay home, and we have a court order. I'm joking. So, jury trials and in-person court proceedings are closed until the mid of April out there. Unemployment claims 224,000 last week in the state of Florida out there. A new study says that, guess who's ranked number one prepared for any pandemic in the world? Guess what? The U.S. But wait a second. The U.S. doesn't have a Medicare for all. We don't give out free health care. How can that be, Roger?
Yeah, countries that have it, they're not ranked as high as we are. Very interesting. But probably,
John Hopkins University, by the way,
but
says
the
that.
Liberals will probably say it's because of Obamacare.
Oh, boy. Yeah, we forgot. I got to give Obama credit on that one. New poll says that the majority of people approve of how the president's handling the coronavirus epidemic when it comes to relief. But that's a good about 60. But 62% say they don't like the way Congress has been handling themselves. That is a 10% jump from last week. They don't like what they're seeing right now. Boy, can you imagine if people got voted out of Congress on the Dem side because they didn't properly handle this? Interesting. 854 Talk Radio WBOB.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid WBOB traffic?
We're still dealing with slow traffic at Arlington Expressway, westbound right before the Matthews Bridge. Just add about 3 extra minutes. That's Arlington Expressway, westbound right before the Matthews Bridge. And if you see anything, give us a call. 901-SAFE. 901-7233.
Cloudy this morning, partly cloudy by afternoon, and a high of 89. This evening, a few clouds, and 66 will be the low. Right now, 73 degrees.
The Cal Thomas Commentary is brought to you by Values Through Media. Now, here's syndicated columnist Cal Thomas.
The coronavirus now sweeping the world reminds me of biblical plagues of old. Well, I'm not a theologian, and so cannot say if this plague was sent by God to punish us for our presumptuous sins, or if it is simply a consequence of living in a fallen world. It does give us an opportunity, though, to consider death, something everyone on earth will experience one way or another. As the scriptures say, it is appointed unto man once to die, and after that, the judgment. For believers in and followers of Jesus Christ, we have nothing to fear. Yes, we should pray, as Moses did, that the plague will be removed from us. But of greater importance is where we and others are headed. This is a wonderful witnessing opportunity to share Jesus and his salvation with unbelieving friends and family members. They're open now. Martha Williamson, the executive producer of the CBS show Touched by an Angel, wrote, "Death is nothing to fear, but it is something to prepare for. Are you and especially unbelieving friends prepared?" I'm Cal Thomas.
For a free copy of today's commentary, visit calthomas.com or write us at Values Through Media, P.O. Box 373340, Key Largo, Florida 33037. That's P.O. Box 373340, Key Largo, Florida 33037. Please specify the date and subject. Your tax-deductible gifts to Values Through Media help support us. Listen again next time for the Cal Thomas Commentary.
The coronavirus is wreaking havoc here in the United States and across the globe. The stock market is plummeting. Sports leagues are suspending their seasons. Schools are sending students home, and the entire U.S. economy has been destabilized. Many experts say this is just the beginning. This is a devastating risk if you're heavy in stocks with no safeguard. Wise investors know to hedge against stock market collapse by utilizing physical precious metals. Noble Gold is a leader in this conservative financial strategy, offering extensive education, patient counsel, and expert guidance by phone. We've helped many first-time investors move their IRAs into gold using our easy three-step process. There is no time to waste. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com to get your free gold investment guide. NobleGoldInvestments.com. That's NobleGoldInvestments.com.
America's Everglades. There's no other place like it in the world. But we need your help to restore and protect it for future generations. So your kids, your grandkids, even your great-grandkids can experience and enjoy this national treasure. To learn more, visit EvergladesFoundation.org. That's EvergladesFoundation.org.
Jason, I've got about 40 seconds, man. End it up, brother.
The reason we want to keep these businesses open is that, let's say Sun Capital, a finance company, owns a company that has like 65, 70 stores. If you give it directly to that group, they'll close those 65 stores down. But if you give it to their shell company that they own, they'll keep those 65 stores open. That's why it's important.
All right. Jason, are you the CFO of that company?
No, sir.
I'm kidding with you.
A mid-level employee.
Whatever. You're not no mid-level. You're probably one of the hierarchy. I kid with you, Jason. I'm glad you called, man.
Corner office.
Yeah. He's probably sitting up there with a little indoor golf thing going on. I kid with you, Jason. No, I got to have a little fun here, man. They shut him down where I live. Anyway,
indoor putt golf,
hey,
yeah.
Hey, don't forget, we got more podcasts coming up this week. Go to WBOB.com, click on the Ed Dean Extra. We got a good one coming up ready for later today and tomorrow. Hey, thankful to God every day for the show. Guys, I always enjoy listening to you. We can have a different of opinion and in fact, but no, actually, my facts are pretty much right. But a different opinion, I always enjoy hearing from you. Always enjoy reading your emails, ed@wbob.com. God gets all the credit. We're thankful to him every day for the show, and all of you. We'll see you tomorrow morning, coronavirus-free, 6 feet away. Ed Dean, Roger Henderson, Talk Radio, WBOB.